Hare Krishna. This is going to be brief. This morning I watched the class, Jaidvaita Swami Maharaj gave it a matter, 2.5 hour long class. I wanted to go, but because I'd stayed up so late last night for bhajan, it didn't quite work out. So I watched it on Mayapur TV here, and it was very, very interesting. The entire discussion is up on, the entire class is up on articles, and what is, find it very, very interesting. The topic of yesterday's and today's lectures of Maharaj was how Srila Prabhupada's books came to be, and today was specifically about the editing of Srila Prabhupada's books, which is a, rightly so, sensitive topic, because Srila Prabhupada's, or revision, because Srila Prabhupada's books are foundation, law books, everything by which we gauge the standard of devotees' practice, understanding, teaching of Krishna consciousness, how we're functioning and spreading Krishna consciousness movement. So if there's any change to the books that were current during Srila Prabhupada's time, then we would rightly want to know why. And Maharaj very nicely and very patiently, I would have to add, addressed the issue of why, and he also gave many examples of what it is that was changed. And I can just refer you to listen to his much superior explanation than mine. What very much resounded with me was his explanation and point of how this is not what is called arsha prayog, or correcting, making corrections to the statements of previous acharyas. The revision of Srila Prabhupada's books from his time are done with the purpose not of correcting Srila Prabhupada, but of correcting the editors, proofreaders, transcribers, and so on, who naturally made some mistakes in the process for different reasons. And in the process of producing Srila Prabhupada's books, and therefore the whole idea was to actually bring these books. And books, what we're talking about really is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita was the main one, but first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and to a lesser extent some others like Krishna book, to bring them closer to what Srila Prabhupada actually said, because in certain places things were left out, misunderstood, interpolated, and so on. And when going back to original manuscripts of Srila Prabhupada's own dictated words, then we find that Prabhupada actually said something else. So it's not correcting Srila Prabhupada, but the idea is rather collecting those who were serving Srila Prabhupada and getting things back to Srila Prabhupada's own statement. And so therefore, and it gave a nice example in places where Srila Prabhupada does say apparently contradictory things. One example Maharaj gave was how Prabhupada says that Bhishma Dev was not present at the Rajasuya sacrifice, but in the Krishna book it clearly states that he was. So in those circumstances, they just left it as Srila Prabhupada had said it, and leave it up to the reader to reconcile such statements. Just accept them as they are. So it's a very interesting and very relevant, controversial topic, very nicely dealt with by Maharaj, and I recommend that devotees interested in the topic, and not even in the topic, so interested, but still for being responsible readers of Srila Prabhupada's books, that they listen to that 2.5 hour version or they can go on, I think, bbtedit.com, something like that, on the website, where even in more detail they'll find all the information to which Jayadvaita Maharaj, well, he was actually projecting in the temple room on a projector that Jayadvaita Maharaj was citing, and so many others that are also there. Very enlightening. Brings to mind Kaviraj Goswami's statement, Siddhanta Bolya Chitta Nakara Alas. Yes, we should not not be afraid and not be reserved in philosophical discussions. These things strengthen our intellect. So we should also philosophically understand this very, very important thing, which is everyone's responsibility, is the revision of Srila Prabhupada's books, especially Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.